Anyone else is told that in dealing with the saying of Teda, at times, as is normal, many Shiurim, you hear Teda where we give the reference to proof from a Rosh Tevis, a Sefer Tevis. You take a sentence, and the first letters of the words of that sentence form a certain word, or the last letters form a certain word. You find this many times, oft times made. In the Zayde Kodesh, Sefer Kabbalah, or even the Gemara, you find times, Rosh Tevis and Sefer Tevis. This means that we bring out a point hidden in this sentence. It's hidden in the beginning or the end of the letters of the sentence. Now, Daniel says, when that is done, the reason is that the Teda that he said is so high that it cannot be brought out openly. It has to be brought out sort of hiddenly. It's hidden in that sentence, and it's through these Sirufei Aseus, combinations of letters, that we bring out this thought, this concept. Combinations of letters, or sometimes gimatriois, you don't see it at all. It's just that numerically it's the same as the other item he's bringing up. And this is because it is a deep hidden remez, a deep hidden topic that is not yet ready to be completely revealed. So it's cloaked in the Tzilufei Aseus, combinations of letters. Now this is the general statement, but we can understand at least. This means then that where Rabbeinu Zal employs the use of these Tzilufei Aseus, combinations of letters, it means that this topic, this statement, is deeper than the normal statement that he has. It's a deeper topic and a deeper statement. And therefore, the Nosanel says that there is a secret that Ben Israel once told. A person who passes away, who's Niftar, who's Nostalik, he comes to Elam Habo, and there he's got to go through the problems, standing trial, the ordeal of the fright, the pacha, the fear, get through that process, the heavenly process, till he gets to Gan Eden, if he's Zeche. Of course, it would be wonderful if a person who on earth is Mikusha to the Avinu Zal could come there and say, I want to go to the Avinu Zal directly. I want to circumvent, to avoid all this process that others have to go through, get to the Avinu Zal and I'm safe. Avinu Zal said that a person could do that in a certain sense. Of course, he has to earn it, he has to merit it. But he could smooth away all the process by employing the use of Tzilufei Aseus. If he learns the Tzilufei Aseus, which Rabbeinu Zal used in his Sefer, by saying those words, there is a power to it, the potency, that can lead that person to the Rabbeinu Zal in Olam Haba. And therefore, there is a special Sefer written, one of the Rabbeinu Zal's Talmidim, called the Sefer Tzilufei Aseus, where he lists practically all of the Tzilufei Rabbeinu Zal has in the Kutim Anan, other Svarim too, sayings of Rabbeinu Zal, all the Tzilufei Aseus according to the Aleph Beis. It's just a couple of pages, but it has all the Tzilufei Aseus. It's in print, of course. We have it printed in the back of our Kitzel and Kutim Anan. But it's important for a person to look at it, read it. We said it's only a few pages, besides the fact that it's fascinating to see these combinations, to know how vital it is for a person to know it. Learn some of them by heart, if possible. A person can learn them all by heart, how wonderful it is, but how beneficial this is here, in life here, knowing them, and how infinitely precious it is there. This, Emmanuel said again, is a point where when using these Tzilufei Aseus, it shows that the Teda, the topic, is deeper than the normal, and therefore this must be employed.